From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Patrick Tyne reports in the Times Union that as much as a foot of snow could fall Monday night into Tuesday in the Hudson Valley. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm watch from 1 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tuesday. 6 to 8 inches of snow is expected in the capital region, and accumulations may approach a foot across an area from Ulster to Columbia counties. Daytime temperatures on February 13th are expected to be slightly above normal, so the roads might not be in as bad shape then if it were colder. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Tiffany Greenwald's Simon reports for HudsonValley360.com that the Darrow School's parents and alumni have raised enough money to keep the New Lebanon School open through next year. The school, with a 4-to-1 teacher-to-student ratio, has just over 100 students. Over the last 5 years, the school spent about $2.5 million improving the school's infrastructure, including replacing roofs on the buildings and fixing the water system. Andrew Vadnais, head of schools at the Darrow School, said, and I quote, "The upkeep is significant, and that's what really hurts us," end quote. On November 7th, the Darrow School Board of Trustees announced that the school would need between $5 million and $7 million to remain open for the next school year, and about $25 million to continue operating over the next 3 years. So far, they have received $4.1 million in donations, and another $1 million is pledged for next year for the high school. Vadnais said, and I quote, "Once people learned of the situation, they really rallied for the school," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that on Super Bowl weekend, Representative Paul Tonko was again railing against sports betting. Tonko said, and I quote, "We need to avoid a potential crisis here," end quote. Tonko, who represents Albany County and the rest of the 20th Congressional District, wants to outlaw gambling ads on TV, radio, and internet, just like a 1970 law restricted ads for cigarettes. In the 2022-2023 budget year, New York collected about $727.4 million in taxes from mobile sports betting, and in 2022, the state also saw a 26% increase in problem gambling-related calls to the Office of Addiction Services and Supports. Tonko said, and I quote, "Yes, those dollars are into the state. But how many dollars are going to be required of these states to address yet another illness of addiction?" End quote. Chris Clyke, a senior vice president of the American Gaming Association, said that, and I quote, "Any such effort to outlaw ads only serves to reduce awareness for legal options to the benefit of illegal offshore operators and the detriment of consumers and communities. Congress should instead focus its attention on combating the predatory and pervasive offshore illegal market that offers no responsible gaming measures, age verification, or problem gambling resources," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.